Let's not go there this time. Let's do something different and wrap this up on Wednesday or Thursday for a change. There's a $5,000 number on the board. I'm not sure what that signifies. Maybe it's the hourly goal. That number was on when I showed up a half hour ago, and it hasn't moved. But it can only move by you picking up the phone and making a call. Right now, all the lines are empty. They've been that way since the two of us sat
down.
My
heart's breaking.
Yeah. Don't do this to T, please. I mean, she works hard. She doesn't deserve to have her heart broken in this effort.
You could tell you're Italian. You're good. You and Mike, too. Mike Jones this morning was with the Italian Catholic Guild because he was here behind the microphone. He's like, I'm fine. I've only been here since 5 a.m. No worries. We're fine. We're okay. Haven't had a thing to eat. A little bit parched, but we're all right.
Micah Paisan?
Yes.
Is he really?
Yes,
half
Italian.
Know
yeah.
that.
He's not an FBI, full-blooded Italian, but he's got the Italian running through the veins.
He's halfway there. That's
and he's good with the guilt, let me tell you.
Okay, yeah. We can work
we're pros
well.
At the guilt. I would say my mother is a travel agent for guilt trips. She has a PhD, advanced degrees in guilt. I have a master's. She has a PhD.
I think women are better educated in that area of the Italian
guilt.
Yes,
we have reached the advanced level.
You guys have surpassed the men.
Especially particular nationalities. Irish, I understand, are very good at that as well, with the guilt. The Italians,
Jewish mothers are pretty good
Jewish
at it
mothers,
as well.
Yeah, very similar.
As our Lord's mother was. 877-288-1077, or you can do it online at AveMariaRadio.net, or if you're traveling and listening to us on your app, pass the phone to someone who's traveling with you and have them navigate their way back to the app and touch the donate button. We make it as easy as possible, folks, but we can't do your part. We can't write all of the checks. That's why we our listener-supported radio, and turn to you for support.
Mm-hmm.
It's your turn to step up now and play your part in the new evangelization by supporting this radio station and the efforts that it does to evangelize.
877-288-1077, Ken Castell and Teresa Tomeo. Catholic Connection is a program I host. It's broadcast live every day, Monday through Friday, and the second hour of the show is distributed all across the country, not only the nation, but the continent and the world.
Yeah.
For crying out loud.
Yeah.
Through
EWTN. Right from this radio station.
Yep, right from this radio station.
You and two hours of Al Cresta in the afternoon.
Yep.
And I think I heard them say that Father John's Christ is the Answer is now nationally distributed.
Yes, it's national.
As well.
It's on the EWTN channel number 2 or whatever. It's Sirius number 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
fantastic.
You know how many people, I just said this in the first hour. So many people come up to me and ask me if I know Father John when I'm speaking. Do you know Father John Ricardo?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I do. Yeah. He is so amazing.
Yeah.
He is amazing. He's a very gifted. He's a gifted
preacher. He is.
He is very gifted. And he uses those gifts well. And we have him here at Ave Maria Radio.
Yeah. We were down, Sydney and I were down in Ohio, St. Henry, Ohio, talking to a couple prayer group back a couple of weeks ago. And one of the ladies, when they found out where we were from, this is like 3.5 hours away, one of the ladies said, do you, by any chance, go to Father
John's?
Did
they want to touch you because you know him? That's what they say to me. Do you know him?
Gosh.
Can I touch you?
Yeah. The only response to that is, we're really blessed.
Yeah.
He is our pastor.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to be able to hear him as often as we do and to know him.
I wish I could see him more, though, because we're both, we have such a good friendship, but we text each other. That's how we speak.
Yeah.
Because I have his Easter basket that I'm dropping off tomorrow. I always make him a big Easter basket with his favorite treats. I couldn't get over there last week to your parish because I was so busy. So I told him, I texted him and said, I've got the basket. I'll bring it over because I'm in Ann Arbor next week. But he's so busy. But the interesting thing about Father John is he's so dedicated to being a parish pastor.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
You can't even get him to speak like down the street. Because he doesn't want to leave his parishioners. As a matter of fact, I've been bugging him like crazy to speak at the World Marriage Day event.
Oh, yeah.
But
he's
very serious about keeping it close to home because he's afraid if he does one, he is. And I can understand that because he's under so much pressure to speak. But what's great is that you can have him every day because Henry records all of his homilies, all of his teachings that he does at Our Lady of Good Counsel, which become the program, which is put out.
Yeah.
yeah, all nationally. Across the world.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
He talking about being busy, he did the Easter Vigil Saturday night, which went until sometime after midnight. Then there was adoration after that for a seriously ill member of our parish. He was at that for a while. And then he was a celebrant at our 6 a.m. sunrise.
I was going to ask you, was he the celebrant at the sunrise? Yeah.
Come on.
I know.
Amazing, amazing. 877-288-1077 is the number. We've got one line lit. Thank you.
A lot of Father John listeners call during this hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. Yeah, it's not his hour yet. His hour is 11 to 12.
But it's getting close.
It's getting close. People are tuned in. And this is, you know, Peter Herbeck and Sister Ann Shields.
I love them.
Half hour. They're tremendous. Just so good.
I wish they had more enthusiasm for their faith.
Yeah, really.
Really.
Yeah.
Got to get them fired up a little
they
bit.
They are just an amazing blessing to us, as so much of what happens here is. If you look at it that way, you know, you're out there and you share with your friends and family and relatives what a blessing Catholic radio is. If that's on your heart, if you look back and say, wow, you know, I wouldn't have known about that event or that event had it not been for hearing Teresa talking about it in the morning, or, you know, I really didn't know what to think about this political crisis or the what's going on in the Middle East until I heard Al explain it with his guests in the afternoon. If you have those thoughts, it's time to do something to, you know, to say thank you, to support the fact that you're able to hear Catholic radio on a regular basis. It doesn't happen all over the country. Not everybody can turn on their car radio and hear this amazing broadcasting. It's just, you know, some people are you know, fishing it off of their computer. If they're not by their computer, they're not able to hear. So we're going to ask you, I mean, those of you in Southeast Michigan in particular, step up. Recognize not only what gift you have, but the fact that your generosity makes this tremendous gift available throughout the world. So much programming is happening here that is distributed throughout the world that they would not get if it wasn't for your support of what happened.
26
here.
Hours, I think, of programming is what Tom mentioned earlier, and that number, every year it seems to grow. And I just took a deep breath and I said, holy cow, or as I like to say, holy cannoli. The fact that we produce that much product and programming and the impact that we're having, this station is having, through our listeners' support of evangelization.
Yeah.
Not just in Michigan. That would be big enough. Not even if it was just heard, you know, in southeastern Michigan, but we're heard across the state, across the Midwest, across the country, around the world, on Sirius, on the internet, on shortwave, on cell phones.
Yeah.
And much of what is on EWTN is our programming.
Right. And it's not like the folks here take your pledge, produce programming and sell it to EWTN or other affiliated stations. It doesn't work that way. Whatever they produce here is given to EWTN
free.
There is no other source of revenue. You got a little bit of advertising. You know, you hear that, but it's certainly not nearly as much as what secular radio does.
No, it's less than 10%, and it's got very strict guidelines that we can do that, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's a very small percentage.
Very small. So it is truly dependent, all of this work, everything that's being sent out, shipped out, around, there is no other source of revenue, folks. It is only from you. And you can see, I mean, Teresa, how long have you been with the...
It'll be 13 years.
Okay.
In December.
How many stations were there back when you joined 13 years ago?
Maybe,
a handful?
Maybe 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we're talking over 200.
Yeah. We're pushing 300 where our programming is carried on.
So
yeah.
So where you used to broadcast pretty much in Southeast Michigan, mm-hmm. maybe in Saginaw,
right.
You are now heard everywhere in the world. I travel to Japan on business every year. I've got my iPhone. I've got my iPad. I listen to you guys over there.
Right.
There, WDEO is reaching people in parts of the world where it is against the law, punishable by death, to say the things that are being said here.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to believe that there are people tuning in, through their computers and listening to what happened. You are helping to spread the word in parts of this world where it is against the law to spread this word. 877-288-1077. We've got two lines lit. I ask you again, if you're listening and you haven't called, to do your part. We need everybody to help pick up the load. And it might be a $20 one-time donation. Maybe that's what your budget will allow. Or maybe it's $20 a month that you can find. At whatever level. It's more about knowing in your heart that you did the right thing. That you are a listener and you're going to do your part to help support what it is you listen to. 877-288-1077.
This is drive number 33, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm looking at the schedule right here in our book, in our host book.
Wow.
33 drives.
Phew.
First one was the fall of 2002, right before I started. I started in December? I think it was actually the first week of December, yeah, of 2002. So I came right after the first one.
Wow. So I got to thank you. I mean, there's a lot of you out there that have donated a lot of money over 33 drives. And
what, they've helped build this network,
though. They did.
Yeah.
They helped build the network. Again, from the handful of stations when you started, 13 years ago, to, the amazing reach. And, think about it. It's not simply being able to be stagnant, and you guys are cutting edge. This radio station is cutting edge. I mean, you're out in front with the apps. You're out in, I don't know,
right,
of any place else where you can dial a phone number and listen to a radio station on the phone.
Now we have that new media division where we're really trying to get stuff out there, and we're starting to do conferences. We're going to do our second Image and Reality conference in May.
Yeah.
So we're doing all kinds of things and really trying to, as you said, be on the cutting edge and then present what's happening in our culture and really getting people to think and walk through what the culture is throwing us and then taking a look at what the truth is and to make sure that they can discern properly. And this is what we do. We engage on a regular basis.
Yeah. And you can't, don't think out there, folks, those of you that may not be all that technically oriented, okay, and I don't tweet. I don't blog. I don't do Facebook. But I listen to the radio station on my app. I listen to it on the computer. But don't think that that money is being spent frivolously to move into those areas. Understand that those younger than us are tied to that, and that is how you reach them.
Right.
And so this enterprise.
Well, also, as you mentioned, people in parts of the world that where it's illegal to practice their faith, this is how they're getting information. It's from the internet, from Facebook, from various feeds of the different apps that we have, and the fact that you can call a number and get us up on the phone. So that's one of the reasons why we're doing all this. But if we're going to continue, we need the support, and we need it now. Do we have any phones lit up?
We have two lit. We had three just a minute ago, but one got completed. Doesn't take long, 3 minutes rather, and you're off the phone.
Right.
But we need you to call 877-288-1077. It'd be fun to light up all the phones.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's Monday morning. It's 10:30. We're halfway through our hour together here. We need to light them all up and get some momentum going that we can get excited about and carry us into the next 4.5 days.
I love this ad that we have. The sun never sets. Ave Maria Radio, anytime, anywhere. Many ways to listen to Catholic Radio 24/7. Get the free app for your smartphone or tablet. Listen live on your computer. Listen live on internet radio. New dial and broadcast live on your cell phone. That is so cool. 712-432-7800. Just dial that number, and here we are.
Yeah.